Do you see this project continuing? You've already had three discrete parts of it over the last 10 years. As you say, the meta ideas are so big mm-hmm. that you're talking about. Do you envision other parts of this, or are you pretty much done and you want to move on to other things?
There's been times where I wish I was done and could move on to other things. But yeah, the project has kind of demanded a certain responsibility of me to kind of fulfill it to whatever I feel like it should. And it is so big that it continues to kind of ask questions and provoke in new ways. Not in the show, and recently since this exhibition originally started traveling, was a large exhibition that was based on archival photographs, archival paperwork, ephemera, objects. What happened was in the dead malls, I would start to find things. There would be things that were left behind, signs and signage, paperwork, mall files from decades and eras and promotional posters and advertisements. I also started collecting these press negatives from like 4x5 cameras that were made from roughly the 1940s until the 1960s that were being sold kind of piecemeal on eBay, and I would dig through them and find ones that were specific related to retail and consumerism. And as I started to kind of put those images together, and I would kind of scan them and look at them and print them, I realized that I had a kind of prequel to this whole project, which was is called The Great Prosperity. And the Great Prosperity was like the invention of this in many respects, because it was the period after World War II where there was this dramatic boom that was directly tied to middle class growth. It was the time when the middle class had the biggest expansion of money. And again, that's like so the correlation between the store openings and the men putting the shovels in the dirt in their suits, kind of celebrating for the press. There was so much bounding optimism in all that. So, you know, I kind of decided like to go backwards for a while. And so there's that part of the project. Since last year, I've been starting to do a project that is again an extension of this, that I've been trying to figure out how and when for a long time, which is looking at kind of luxury goods. And luxury stuff is difficult in many ways because it's not necessarily a world I have easy access to. It's been really easy, and a lot of like friends gave me a hard time or joked with me about the fact that like I could go anywhere and work on my project. It was always kind of around the corner. But the luxury stuff is and isn't anymore. I mean, it is, I do see this like huge growth in luxury and luxury market and luxury items, and I have curiosities about why that is. But I still, you know, to really kind of do and look at that subject and what it represents and what it is, I have to do a bit of traveling to do that.
Right.
So
find your way into it.
Yeah, or to go where that's happening.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I've been doing a lot of trips to New York and a couple of trips to Chicago and L.A. So I'm slowly kind of working out what that part of the project is, what it talks about. It really starts with, you know, the dark stores kind of ended with this kind of project, like, cheekily about death, you know? And this new luxury thing kind of picks up on that and looks at the afterlife, you know, where this idea of luxury, this perceived idea of what wealth will give you is like so obviously equated with some kind of nirvana.